How would you like to live in a world without cancer? Well, that's what our guest John Richardson is dedicated to. He's dedicated to good health, and it's along the lines of RFK Jr. Folks, this is sincere. We have a number of people now in our country that want to set things straight, stop all the chronic illness that's being perpetrated upon us with bad food, bad pharma, and my goodness gracious, I am so thankful for the people that are doing this work. RFK Jr. and our guest, John Richardson. John, it is so good to have you back on the show. And I'll tell you, I still got the afterglow of the election because I know things are going to change for the better, and you're a big part of that change.
Gosh, Dave, that's so you. I mean, literally, you send chills to my body. To be compared, even in the same paragraph with RFK Jr., is quite an honor. So I just want to thank you for that. But and
Perfect.
I'm energized as well from the election. I still feel it. And I'm here to give your audience the good news that in spite of what MSM has to say about things right now, I'm not saying ignore it completely because they're not just going to give up. But just as understand, we are winning. We continue to win, and what's happened 4 years ago or eight years ago when it was the scam with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump got in, it's a completely new world. Donald Trump and those people surrounding him are much smarter. They know a
Love
lot more than they did back then, and you and I both have seen it already. But they want to keep us thinking there's bad news. But I'm here to tell you behind the scenes on things like. Everybody has their little secret. I don't have any secret people I talk to. I have people that that I'm
cool.
actually literally talking to, and they've asked me not. They've asked me for real reasons not to tell people yet. But I can tell you the good news that when you see something negative on MSM, just realize that's okay. That's okay. Don't be afraid. That we are winning, but keep fighting the battle. All of us, including you, Dave, are continuing to fight the battle. We're not just sitting back relaxing because Trump got in or RFK Jr.'s been nominated. We're this for such a time as this. God expects us to do our best work now.
Well, this is the election of Donald Trump, as I've been saying, gives us a foothold. It doesn't guarantee victory. It gives us a chance to achieve a lot of victories in our country and set America straight. And we need to take full advantage of it. Every day I tell my audience, it's not enough that we got Trump elected. That's great. You guys were awesome for doing this, but we got to go to work now. All of us have to go to work.
Amen. Absolutely. And they are doing it. And so I've been being introduced around the right circles to talk to people like Charlie Kirk and as I told you RFK Jr. We were scheduled to be on his podcast, which he's not doing anymore. But they know our message of a world without cancer, and they've asked for us to give input to their advisory boards through attorneys that have won lawsuits against the FDA. So these are all things that are wonderful going on. And it's my pleasure to present it to your audience as fact, not just, hey, we hope so. We hope this happens. Or, maybe if God is looking down on us and, he's given us a couple blessings. One is in June when the bullet missed President Trump, and the second was on November 5th when the second miracle happened of him being elected president. Because I know you went to bed with a little trepidation on November 5th, and so did I. So we were very happy to know that he conquered the evil on November 5th.
It's kind of funny. My wife and son and I, we all were together on election night, and I started to grow more confident as the night wore on. And my son, God bless him, because he wants to change so bad, and he's just a young guy. I mean, he's in his early adulthood now, preparing for law school, and he was so afraid the election was going to be stolen. And my wife and I just said, look, people are going to choose good health. They're going to choose better economy. They go to the grocery store more than they care about abortion rights and this other stuff. They care about the more fundamental things. And I said, Trump is going to win. And you know what's interesting, John, is we estimate that Trump had 20 million votes stolen
Oh,
through his
yeah.
implantation, but he still overcame that. But my family said, well, we have this doubt, Dad, because you've planted that doubt in us. You've done all this work. And I said, I know, but I'm telling you, the worm has turned. And I think spiritually, we're at a point, John, where we can choose to be Babylon and be destroyed, or we can choose Nineveh and repent in the eyes of God and start doing the right thing as a nation. And we've got the people in place to lead us now.
You're absolutely right, Dave. And the same, similar story to what I had. I mean, the day before the election, my staff, we were praying, and I had some very experienced people on my staff that were despondent. They were like looking for places that they were going to be going because they were believing MSM that that Kamala had the lead or was in a tide, and because they thought she had the lead or tied that it was going to get stolen, and we all did. And 20 million votes sounds about the right number. And I know you've heard the reports where they had big, huge moving trucks of ballots that got turned away because we had attorneys. The Trump campaign had attorneys in Detroit and Atlanta and other places that turned away, probably hundreds of thousands of ballot that were going to turn those things. And that took, I mean, God had to be involved in all that because it was theirs for the stealing. I'm sure you heard. Anyway, I'm sure you heard from behind the scenes guy. He was a he's the ex-CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne.
Oh yeah,
Patrick
yes.
Byrnes was putting out in the media that he had inside people that were hearing from their campaign saying, "We know we got it. Don't worry about it. We're going to steal this. All right, we're going to already change the curtains." He was saying that days before the election, and I was believing him. And so I can tell you, my wife and I went shopping that night looking for some extra supplies, just getting ready because we thought if she won, there was all sorts of stories about what was going to go down. But God gave us a reprieve. And because of that, I repeat myself that it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work.
Absolutely. We got to go to work. And the fact, one of the big facts we need to look at is our health. I mean, we have been attacked by pure evil. What kind of people put red dye number two in food, knowing what it does to you? What kind of people give us untested medications and vaccines, or it's shoddy, paid for research? And I'm a hard guy to fool on that, John. You know my background. I've written two courses in research. I've taught it at the college and university level, and I'm not bragging, but I can smell the BS in this stuff from a mile away. And I looked at it, and it's just like climate change. It's all based on a joke. It's based on phony data, bad methods, and we got to reject all of this crap and stand up for what we know is true. So, how are we going to achieve our good health? What's on the plate now? What's going to happen?
Well, there's two things we can talk about, but one thing is that the number one thing that we want to happen when we're talking to the advisory committees is to stop the direct to consumer advertising from Big Pharma. We're one of only two countries, Dave, in the world that allow this type of direct to consumer advertising. And as Charlie Kirk recently said on his podcast, and I'm not stealing it from him because I've known this. Why do we need to advertise to consumers for things you can only get from a licensed MD? If it's good enough, if the doctor knows enough about it, these things should not be advertised to consumers and showing meadows and people fishing and throwing football passes to tell people to take these pharmaceutical drugs that have a laundry list of side effects. That should be discussed with the person's physician. And that should only be recommended from the doctor and after the doctor fully knowing all the studies that are behind it. And that's what the doctors need to commit is that they're going to be advising people to take these pharmaceuticals. They better dang well know what they do to people, what the side effects are.
I totally agree with you. And the doctors, and I know a little bit about medical school education, the good and the bad. And the good is that doctors are trained in research in the same way that I have been. And so they can look at a research study the same way I can. But you tell me if you agree with this or not, and I'll give you an anecdote. When my son was a young boy, I had concerns about MMR vaccines. Now, you remember, this is way before all the vaccine controversy, okay? But I looked at it and I said, there's some concerning data here. And I tried to talk to my son's pediatrician, who was great. He brought my th son through a 2-month early delivery. He was in NICU for 2 months. My wife had preeclampsia. So listen, I have much love and admiration for this doctor, but I disagreed with him on this one point, and I want to ask you if this is common. I said, "Doctor, I've been reading some of the research on MMR, and I'm growing more concerned that we not expose my son to this." And he asked me why, and I told him two things, and he stopped me. He said, "Well, your view is outside the norm." And I said, "Actually, my view comes from the data that I'm reading. It's not anything to do with my opinion." And then I found out later he's on an advisory board on how to get vaccines into as many kids as possible. and he gets rewarded by Big Pharma for doing it. Is this a common practice?
Yeah, well, I actually literally was just talking to my assistant about that this morning. It's thought out there that it's illegal to give kickbacks for things, but I can promise you that they don't specifically give the kickback for your son, but they give it as a percentage of the doctor's, a pediatrician's general overall selection of patients. If they can get 85% of them to get vaccinated, they get a huge, I mean, huge bonus from the pharmaceutical company. So they can say, it's not a pay for play. It's not directly related to your son. But if your son chooses, if you choose from the data to not get your son vaccinated, they might politely ask you to leave that practice. And I'd be surprised if they didn't,
They
because many of these
didn't.
doctors. Okay, well,
Well,
that's maybe because you've been working with him for years or something. Whatever the reason is, they have a 15% margin of error that they can leave people unvaccinated in the practice. If they're close to that and they're going to lose their huge bonus based on the percentage of people that get vaccinated in their practice, they will kick people out. They will literally decline to see people. And so, that's happened in the past, but I've told people many times, thank God they did, because now you can go find a naturopathic doctor, which they're coming out of the woodwork now. These doctors that are realizing, like they do with Gold Care, if anybody that's out there is these MDs are realizing we've been lied to for many years. I was on a master class this morning with Gold Care, and one of the doctors said, John, if I'd have heard your same presentation in 2019, I would have thought you were a crazy person. But now, having seen this from inside, and knowing what these vaccines, what the COVID vaccine, untested COVID vaccine has done to people, and these doctors are seeing it. And unless they have zero morals, they've seen what the injuries that have happened to their own patients in their practice. And so that's one of the platforms that we, as the Operation World Without Cancer, have come up with, is that we want this data of what's happened to the unvaccinated kids and the vaccinated kids, and we want this to come out. It's available. It's not something that we have to collect. We know what it is, and so we can really know once and for all, Dave, like you said, if we have the data, but we've been lied to about it and it's been hidden from us, then that shouldn't go stand either. Even if you believe in vaccines, even if today you're listening to me and you think, even President Trump said something today about a vaccine that he'd be hard pressed to realize. You'd have to prove him that it was ineffective. And I can't think of what the vaccine. Oh, polio. He said polio vaccine. You'd be hard pressed to prove to me that the polio vaccine wasn't effective. Well, he hasn't seen the actual data that the polio was down to like 3% of the population when they even introduced the polio vaccine. But we're told historically that the polio vaccine is what caused it to go down. So I tell people all the time, I forgive President Trump because I'm not going to go to a real estate developer to give me my advice about medicine. Are you, Dave?
No, exactly. I think,
Okay. So,
and that's why he has X. That's why he has RFK Jr.
right. That's why he has RFK
Yeah.
Jr. instead of these other liars that all invested in the vaccines and are giving advice, like Fauci. We could talk about him. But yes, he has RFK, who's been the last 30 years of his career suing these pharmaceutical companies and getting the data and proving it. So he's not anti-vax, he's just pro-science. And the pro-science is that these vaccines are not what they've made it out to be. And so one of our platforms is getting rid of the protections from 1986 that Ronald Reagan signed. And you and I have talked about Ronald Reagan, great president, but he was influenced by the billions of dollars behind the pharmaceutical industry to sign a law that's unheard of in any other kind of business, that you can't be sued if your product kills somebody or maims them or injures them. And we're going to get rid of that law, and that's going to keep a lot of the problems from happening.
I
But in order
agree. And I want to give you props here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a man, our guest is a man who knows what he's talking about. And I know a lot of you have heard John before on previous interviews we've done. But if you're new, and our audience, particularly in our podcast, is growing, I want you to hear this very clearly. This is not new stuff. John is talking about the work also of his father, who started this, Ed Griffin. All you know, G. Edward Griffin, right? Okay. He's part of this. And we have the Richardson Nutrition Center, the RNC store that is dedicated to these ends. And we're talking about natural healing processes as opposed to the poisons that Big Pharma has thrown down our throat. So what I want to say is this is a multi-generational effort is what I'm telling you. And John has just picked up the torch from his father. and J. Edgar Griffin, and we're carrying it into the next generation. And RFK Jr. is leading the way inside the government. So what John is talking about here is real. We are facing a renaissance in healthcare right now that's actually going to benefit humanity.
It is, and that's what gives me chills again, Dave. I get that so many times when you and I are talking because our souls are kind of connected in this truth movement that we're in. And for such a time as this, God has prepared me. There's nothing special about John Richardson. I don't mean to say that with false modesty. Literally, I just happened to be. I was raised in a family that understood this way back when. We knew that. That fluoride was poisonous when I was a kid. When I was 3, 4 years old, we lived on a farm, and my dad was happy to know that our well water didn't have fluoride in it, even though many people at that time thought fluoride was great for your teeth.
Oh,
They've
yeah.
now come out with that it's not only not good for your teeth, it was just foisted on us as a way to keep bombs to be manufactured. Now, I'm no expert in fluoride, but the studies have come out, and RFK Jr., a hero, has said day one, we're going to outlaw putting fluoride, a poisonous byproduct of aluminum manufacture. We're going to stop putting it in our water, Dave. It causes kids to have a 20% lower IQ. They've proven this. It's statistical, yet we still have water places that pour it into their water after they've done processing, after they've done cleaning it. They pour this side effect of aluminum production into our water to supposedly fix our teeth, and it does nothing of the sort. So, yes, you're right. This is real. We have the information. We have all at all, but it's finally happening to where it's not just lip service from people, but we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do over the next 2 to 4 years of cleaning up our diet, cleaning up our food system. I just saw, and I'm sure you saw it, that the FDA is saying already before Trump is even in that they're considering or probably likely going to outlaw red dye number three, which has n been known to be a carcinogenic for years
Yeah.
and made of petroleum for years. So why do we have it in our food? Because it's profitable. It makes the food look very red, but it poisons you as you're eating Christmas cookies and Christmas desserts.
We've talked about this before, but we're back to a singular point again. If we know this is bad for us, the perpetrators know this is bad for us. And we've talked about the spiritual component that we're really at the baseline level dealing with. Pure evil. This is a spiritual war, and I know you agree with that.
Absolutely.
I want to emphasize that point for new people coming to hear. And you haven't maybe heard a lot of shows that I do, and you haven't heard me interview John Richardson before. But I got to tell you, folks, this is intentional. That's not a conspiracy theory. That you can't do something this long, this many generations, have this many ill health effects. And then what does RFK Jr. say? 6% of kids had chronic conditions in the 60s, and what is it up to now?
Oh, it's 50% obesity, 33% for blood sugar rate. I don't know what I have a mental block. Well, diabetes. Thank you, my assistant. I don't have a mental block. I'm not going to say that anymore. Diabetes is up to one third of the children. Used to be doctors, pediatricians would have one or two cases in 10 years of childhood diabetes. Now it's one out of three patients have diabetes. And a perfect example is Fruit Loops, which we feed to our kids. The Fruit Loops offered in the United States are poisonous and have these red dye number threes, and they have addictive chemicals in it. So much so that there's like 20 chemicals in our Fruit Loops in the U.S. and in Canada and in Italy. They're three or four ingredients, and they use fruit coloring. So that too, Kellogg's has shown like a 60 or 70% drop and people buying Fruit Loops, which is great news, Dave. That's great news. The information is getting out there to people because everybody's repeating these Fruit Loops, but there's every snack. I wanted to cover something before I forgot about it. People talk all the time about, hey, when I was, John Richardson's, when I was his age, when I was a little kid, like John Richardson was, the vaccines I had, I got vaccines and I survived. There is no comparison between the vaccines I received as a childhood and Dave, you received as a child. They might be called the same, but now every vaccine has cancer-causing materials in it. Back when we were kids, they weren't as bad for you as they are now. There's not much proof that they were good for you, but they still weren't as bad for you. It's much like our food. If you compare Fruit Loops from 30 years ago, they were much less horrible for you than they are now. Maybe not great for you, but at least not horrible for you. And that goes for mayonnaise and chips and hot dogs or anything else. The quality of the food, we have 80% of our food is processed, and therefore the disease levels that we have just eating our normal food. So getting rid of red dye number three will cause our health to skyrocket, just that one thing. But we have a long list of other things that are in our food that we could have a whole show just showing you the products 30 years ago or what they offer in Europe for the same products that we as Americans, why do we as Americans eat the food with poison in it and addictive chemicals in it? When the food is already bereft of any kind of nutritional value, such as ding-dongs and ho-hos and pizza and whatever else it is that they're feeding our kids, unbeknownst to us many times, there's nothing healthy in the standard American diet unless people are eating vegetables, and even those are less nutritional than they used to be. So RFK is fully committed, and his team is fully committed to one of the steps is bringing our food quality back within 2 years to equal that of Europe or Canada or other foreign countries, and then within 4 years, getting rid of a metabolic disease or chronic disease in the United States. What a statement, Dave. What a statement in 4 years being able to do that. And not only do I believe him, I'm seeing it happen already. Fruits of that labor are already happening.
Well, I was type two, and I wasn't going to stand still for it. So I got into the gym regularly, very regularly. In fact, I used to go with my young son because I knew he'd push me. And I started eating better. And today my A1C is 5.2.
That's fantastic.
So,
That's
and it
great.
can be done. It can be done, but it should be able to be done easily. I had to really work at diet because there's so many bad choices.
I'm
Okay.
just sorry, Dave. I'm just showing people that I'm eating three seeds. So that's it reminds me I gotta make sure I'm getting my seeds into that. That's the first three
Yeah.
seeds today. If I'm gonna get to 40, I gotta eat more. So
Let's talk about your seeds, okay?
yeah.
Because it's something that should be in people's regimen.
Yeah. It's people say all the time to me when I'm talking about stopping big pharma from advertising direct to consumer. They go, "Well, John, you have apricot seeds. Don't you want to tell the consumer about that?" Completely separate thing. It's not a patented drug that I've got a patent that you have to buy for $8,000. This is something you can get at your own grocery store. When I tell people about apricot seeds, yes, they can buy apricot seeds from me, but they can also get it from anybody else. It's God's. The only person who has a patent on apricot seeds or vitamin C is God. So.
What is
There's
so
never
special about apricot seeds?
apricot seeds contain the substance known as amygdalin. It's also called, when purified, called laetrile, and it's commonly known today as B17.
Well,
So,
laetrile, the thing that worked for cancer, but they tried to outlaw because they don't want to cure cancer. Am I right?
well, yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
It's a very deep story, and you and I've had discussions about it. But I
Yes.
can say that we have so much proof that it works; it's beyond belief. And we are getting attention from the new powers that be that are coming in to let the world know about this. But the demonization continues because to this moment, if you go on YouTube or Google or any of the normal platforms and type in what happens if you eat three apricot seeds, they'll tell you could die of cyanide poisoning. Never happened, Dave. You and I've talked about it. That's a lie. It's completely a lie, and
Isn't
we've been
that
doing this for.
actionable? John, tell
It
me, isn't
will
that
be
actionable?
eventually. It will be. It will be actionable for them to lie and just get away with it because the way the metabolism works, your body has everything it needs to break it down properly. And it's also known as cyanide sugars, but the cyanide word makes people scared. They're like, well, if you're eating something that has cyanide in it, it's no different than if you're eating something with chlorine in it, with sodium chloride, table salt, it's not breaking free. The only way the cyanide becomes effective and breaks free is if it comes in contact with the enzyme beta-glucosidase. I've repeated that many times. I'll probably repeat it more today. God made it that way so that it's like a secret agent to kill the cancer cells specifically, but it doesn't on any healthy cell doesn't have beta-glucosidase. The healthy cells have rhodanase, also known as the protecting enzyme, and that's what turns those compounds, cyanide and benzaldehyde, that are so deadly to the cancer cell into pain relievers. So, people that'll get a numbness in their tongue or they get some pain relief, 95% of my dad's patients, of his 6,000 patients he treated from 1972 to 1977, saw pain relief. That was the major thing. And all the studies show pain relief. I quoted today that Sloan Kettering showed that as one of the things that they had. There was pain relief in the subjects that got the amygdala that they needed. It's just been stripped from our diet, Dave, and that's we're going to the subject we've talked before, but people need to hear this. I know, not I believe, I know that cancer is a deficiency disease. If you have the proper nutrition, you never have to worry about cancer. How do I know that? Because I've read the studies, I've understood things, and I've talked to Ed Griffin last week, and he still says that at 93, he doesn't know anybody that regularly eats amygdalin that's ever died of cancer. Since I last talked to you, Dave, I met a doctor here locally that took over Dr. Binzel's practice. Dr. Binzel is a doctor that wrote Alive and Well, all about his medical practice with Laetrile back in the Midwest. This doctor locally here in Arizona, that he's allowed me to refer people to him now. I don't t say his name on podcast, but I can refer people to him, has been treating people for 25 years. And he told me person to person, John, I don't know a single person in my practice that's ever died of cancer that regularly eats apricot seeds and nitrilicides. What a statement. He stated that to our group we assembled a week before Thanksgiving. Ed Griffin says it. So with this knowledge, everybody should know that if we can spread this knowledge together,
Yeah.
everybody listening, even if they don't believe me completely and they just want to dive in and look at it, if we can spread this knowledge, we can have a world without cancer. The title of Ed's book, 50 years ago this month, David's 50 years old this month.
That's just amazing. I look at this though, cancer industry is like McDonald's. They depend on repeat business and they don't want to cure it. Like, come eat a McDonald's hamburger one time and you're done, they'd go out of business. And the way the
Exactly.
cancer business is situated, they depend on repeat customers. I remember it was early as the late 80s, John, I heard arguments that they really don't want to cure cancer. I was hearing that in the, and this is before I ever thought about doing this work. And I thought, that sounds kind of nutty. But then it was about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I started looking at the cancer treatments and I said, you know, not much has changed. We have all these other advancements in science and technology, but we haven't improved how we treat cancer. What's wrong here? And that's when I began to suspect that they really didn't want to cure cancer.
Well, we have so much documentation about that. I think I've mentioned to you, if I haven't, I would love to go into a little bit, but I've mentioned to you about
Please do.
the assistant to Ronald Reagan, who I interviewed. He's on his staff, and his mother had been raising funds for cancer, the cancer, society or whatever, the National Cancer Institute or whatever. She'd been raising funds for 30 years, and as a child, he would go with her, the different fundraisers and things like that. And the longer she was doing it, she pulled her son aside and said, "Son, I'm afraid they don't want a cure for cancer. We've been raising all these funds and doing all this stuff. They just love raising funds for the cure, but don't ever put it towards anything or don't want to find it. Anytime there's any kind of thing that might have an answer, they don't want to find it." And I videotaped this gentleman. He's from Connecticut, and I've got it on video, but we're trying to get the final edits to it so we can release it to people. But he was the one that told me that he was on the staff with Ronald Reagan when Ronald Reagan was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. A lot of people don't know that story, but they went through Dr. Hans Nieper from Sloan Kettering. Dr. Hans Nieper wrote a book about metabolic treatment of cancer, and he treated Ronald Reagan for 60 days in on a military vessel off the coast of West Germany, documented, and wiped out his colon cancer. And then the world thought he was at Camp David because he had a flu or a cold or something. He went on to live 19 years longer and serve as another term as president. But unfortunately, he was the one that signed. He had kind of tra make a trade with the devil. You couldn't tell anybody we got wiped out your cancer, using natural therapies, but you're gonna have to sign this agreement that they can never sue the pharmaceutical companies for introducing as many vaccines as they possibly can. To this date, my grandson in California would be required without intervention to take 72 vaccines by the time he's 5 years old to be able to start kindergarten. I can tell you this new administration is going to change that. So I
I
just
think it's
told you a
fantastic.
lot of surprising things there. I don't know if I mentioned to you that before, but so much research, so much cover up. Most people are like, "I can't believe this," but we have all the receipts, Dave. We've got the attorneys involved with seeing all the receipts. So when and if they come after me and say, "Hey, you can't tell people this happened or that happened," I'm going to say, "Well, I have the proof. Here it is. here's the documents, file, the studies, and we're going to recreate those through Operation World Without Cancer. OperationWorldWithoutCancer.com, the website where we're conglomerating all the God-given natural answers to disease, not just apricot seeds, because we don't believe that's the only answer. You've got all sorts of natural things, David. You talk about them on your show. There's all
I
sorts of
do.
wonderful God-given natural answers to things that are going on. So we want to bring them all to light. And RFK Jr. is not leading the charge and leading the team. And I've been told from a little fairy that he's got a whole lot of amazing people along with him that we're not going to hear about till January 21st.
I'm hearing about that too. I've heard the same exact thing. Let me share with you an anecdote along those lines about Ronald Reagan's secret treatment for cancer. I saw Magic Johnson once on a talk show. I saw this with my own eyes. Can't take this back. And he got HIV and it forced him to retire early from the NBA. And he just said, "Well, the boys took care of me with these new drugs." And they had to take him aside and says, "You can never talk about this again." And he even said, "Woo, I got my hand slapped. Forget what I said." And he kind of double compounded his mistake.
Yeah,
But
that's probably been erased from the memory machine.
it's profiting on our demise. That's how, do you agree with that or not?
Without question, Dave. Because here's an example from the vault, and we've talked about the vault before. We have a 50 years of information with original articles. So there's a baseball player named Brett Butler. People can look him up.
I remember him, yeah.
In the 1990s, he put it out in the news in the Los Angeles Times that he was taking Laetrile and metabolic therapy, which means all the things that go along with it, not eating, beef and staying away from dairy and all the things that my dad's therapy was. He was doing that and he got back on the baseball field and finished his final season. And it was a big national story. All the national stories said Laetrile and metabolic therapy. He had done some chemotherapy originally, but they all talked about this natural treatment he got in Mexico. You know what? If you Google him today, it doesn't mention Laetrile at all. It's erased that from history. It does say he got back on the field, and then it says he got cancer again in his 80s. He's still alive, and he got natural treatments and got rid of it again. You and I both know those natural treatments probably included amygdala and Laetrile, but they're not going to put it in the media today. It's
I totally agree with you.
yeah.
One of the things I've wondered about, like things like apricot seeds or Laetrile or so forth, is there any evidence from your perspective that some of this is frequency related?
I've heard about that. There's my wife goes to a university here called Energetic Health Institute with Dr. Henry Ely, and he is a very big proponent of frequencies and all that kind of stuff. And 5G. There's absolute direct proof of these things being bad for you, and they cause disease or they help your body. They lower your body's immune system. Let's put it that way. My belief, Dave, here's where I come from, that if you have the proper nutrition, you can fight off these outside attacks. God built this immune system to be able to address this. But if you don't have the proper immune system and you have these outside attacks from bad frequencies, that you're going to be susceptible to disease. So I think it's both, especially when it comes to something like cancer. People talk about parasitic problems and where you need ivermectin to kill the
Exactly,
parasites.
exactly.
Totally believe that. But if you have the proper immune system, you have the proper diet, you don't get scurvy, even if you are attacked constantly like we are all are by parasites. If you're eating the wrong foods, that's parasites. So there's so many things attacking us now that sometimes when you have full-blown cancer or C word, as they say, if you're putting this on YouTube, if you're putting this on YouTube, we've probably
I'm
already been
not. No,
deleted.
no, no. YouTube
Okay.
banned me for saying the CIA should release the files on the JFK assassination.
And that's what Kash Patel is going to do immediately, by the way. I know Kash Patel personally. I won't say he considers me a friend. I will say we know each other because he was actually in my hotel room once being interviewed by Alex Newman.
Cool.
It feels like one of my buddies from my fraternity in college got nominated to be the FBI director. It feels pretty amazing. Not that he would ever take it easy on me. I'm not saying that to anybody. I'm saying it just feels kind of great.
We need a warrior like Cash to
We
do
do
what
need a
needs
warrior
to
like
be
Cash. I
done.
know the man. I've seen the fruit of his labor. We will be ecstatic if we get him in there and we can stop this deep state, push against, these
I'm not
four or
worried
five
about the
senators.
appointments. We'll do recess appointments. That's what Trump will do.
Yeah, well, that's what we're praying. And I'm not saying I'm not being hopeful. I know he's going to be doing these things. It's kind of like That the good thing is everybody's concentrating on the what I'd call the real estate developer side of the government, while they're forgetting about the MAHA side. They're not hearing so much about the MAHA side at all, the Make America Healthy Again side, the RFK side, and I'm happy about that. So I'm not going to be on here talking about it. I kind of lost my train of thought when we
I'm
talked
sorry,
about
I
that.
took you off task
No,
there.
no.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. We have so much we can talk about, so much fun, because you and I, like I said, are brothers from another mother. We've been fighting this battle, and so it is kind of giddy when we get kind of giddy when we start thinking about some of the great things that are going to happen and how we're going to make such a big difference. But our job's not over. It's not going to be easy. They're not going silently. They're winning battles here and there, but we're winning battles as well.
You know, one of the things you have to really work to get apricot seeds in front of people because they're never going to hear about it otherwise.
That,
Okay.
yeah.
And some of the other good things like eating a healthy salad as opposed to eating a McDonald's hamburger. Okay. You got to really work at this stuff now. Do you think that people like RFK Jr. are going to make it more convenient for people to be healthy?
Well, yeah, he said that to us. There was a group of us that gathered at a hotel here in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and he said that. He stood on stage and said, "We're going to make it so that even if you eat junk food, you're not going to be poisoned, or you're not going to have addictions to these things." He said, "We're going to make it so that just the average person, because, like, for example, red dye number three, we know what it does. We know what it causes in a healthy person. We're going to take that out and make it illegal to use that anymore. We're going to take it out of our, so even if you eat a diet that's not what we consider healthy, you're not at least poisoning yourself. So if you can supplement your children's diet with healthy, good tasting vitamins, now they're way ahead because they're not eating poisonous foods. So yes, I know he told us that. He told me that, Dave, along with a bunch of other people. It wasn't just me in a private meeting. He told us, assembled group, that we are going to make it so that just eating a normal American diet will not make you sick. It may not make you as healthy as you should be, but at least you won't be eating your desserts and things that are full of poisons. So yeah, he made a commitment of that. And he said these words. He said, "If I don't do it within 4 years, then you can fire me and I'll never won't run again." That made me excited by the fact that, hey, guess what? He can run for president for another 8 years if he's on this role, and we're really building a healthy America. He told us that we can't have a Make America Great Again if we don't have healthy Americans. So that's the
That
whole
makes sense.
idea of how about make Americans healthy again, or make America healthy again. We can't have a great America again unless we can bring us back to health and have us live to where 60 should be middle-aged. I just turned 60. I feel middle-aged. I want to make it to 120 healthy and happy. My assistant's grandfather's 103. Ed Griffin's 93. These people are young. They're vibrant. They still have lots of life left, and that's where I want to be when I turn three digits.
I couldn't agree, but you know, it's also biblical. Because in Genesis 6, the Lord proclaims in the Bible that we're to live to be 120 years. He said not more than 120 years. And I interviewed these Cal Berkeley longevity researchers 13, 14 years ago, and they were saying the same thing. They said, if we could eliminate a lot of the toxins and we blank out the accidents that people have in life that shorten lifespan cumulatively, they said we li would live to be about 120. And they said we're losing about 25% of our lifespan. By our bad choices. And that leads me to this next point. This is why this show is so important and what you're doing is so important. The seeds, yes, the Rife machine, all that stuff is really important. But you know what? The bad guys might get back in power one day, and we got to educate the public so they know the difference on what to do if ever we lose control of our government again.
So important, Dave. That's exactly why we at RNC Store have a whole department about education on our website
I
about
know, I've seen it.
they use the discount code Dave. This is a sales pitch, but it's also an information pitch. You can go watch videos. You can watch this podcast. You can see all this information that we're giving, so you can pass it to your family and friends. There is no reason anybody and anybody's family watching ever needs to die of cancer. Years ago, 5 years ago, yeah, that probably would have got me them breaking down my door, arresting me, or doctors would laugh at me or whatever. Now MDs are coming to me, the biggest names in the world. Neurosurgeons are coming to me to find this information, and all I am is a historian. I'm not a doctor. I don't treat any patients. I don't have any practice that they can, tell me I'm lying to my patients. I tell people information, Dave, and that then becomes their job to go, is John Richardson lying to me just so he can sell $35 worth of apricot seeds? You know, is he, am I doing this insincerely just so I can trick people into taking a couple capsules a day? You know, it's preposterous, but still there's some people out there that will, I will, on a podcast, I'll have some people making a note that says, this guy's a scammer. He's poisoning people. If I was poisoning people, Dave, I would
They'd be all
long
over you.
ago,
You wouldn't
I'd
be
be
here.
all over. They would be, there's not a single credible instance of people get poisoning themselves. Yes, you can get an
Know.
upset stomach if you eat too many apricot seeds at a time, or if you do it for the first time. And that's all chemically explained. It's not because you're poisoning yourself. It's because your body's immune system is not prepared because you've been doing it without the amygdalin. You've been doing all your defense mechanisms without the amygdalin. Now, if you get it into your system, you build up to it. Now you get the plenty of beta-glucosidase and plenty of rhodonase to make the system work.
Sure.
That's how it works, and you keep the cancer away, just like with diabetes or with issues with beriberi or rickets or any of these type of diseases that are deficiency diseases. Many doctors in the early 1900s said every disease or every deficiency disease, excuse me, not just deficiency disease, every metabolic or chronic disease is related to diet. And RFK believes that as well.
I do
He
too.
thinks we're going to get rid of about 95% of the medical establishment because all they do is deal with chronic diseases and give you drugs and surgeries and chemotherapy and all these different things that pile on top of each other when all you really need is to fix your diet. And if the
You
medical system 4 years from now is just about fixing you from accidents, we're going to save so much money that we're all going to be wealthier. We're all going to have plenty of money to get supplements. We're all going to live a great life.
Well, I'll make an analogy for you. I've noticed across the country, gas prices are coming down dramatically. I have a feeling big pharma prices are going to follow suit after a few months of RFK doing what he's doing.
Yeah, you're going to see stocks go down. You're going to see, but I mean, I don't, I'm not a person that wants any business to be harmed by government, but it shouldn't also be propped up by government. And under the current system, the government protects big pharma's profit line because you can't be sued. You have to sue the government, Dave. If you or a family member get injured by a pharmaceutical, you have to sue the government first, and then there's a fund that you get paid from. So there's these changes we're going to make, including getting rid of the protections, legal protections for people that push these vaccines like Fauci, getting rid of the legal protections. You know, we shouldn't be paying for a presidential level security for Fauci. He should either be stand on his own. I heard they're talking about giving a pardon. Why would they need to give him a preemptive pardon if he didn't do
I've
anything
heard that.
wrong, if he was
Yeah,
just
I've heard
telling the
that
truth?
too.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, if he does, it's just going to make him even, all of them be seem more guilty. But, you know, along those lines, the government has all of our statistics. One of our platform things is to let them release all those. Just let the light of day so we can see what does this population of unvaccinated kids look like as compared to this population of vaccinated kids? What is this population of kids that have been given the COVID vaccine or anybody that's been given the COVID vaccine for people that haven't? They have the statistics, Dave, and they tried to bury it for 75 years. And the Supreme Court knocked that down and said, no, you need to start releasing immediately. They're very slow rolling it, but RFK Jr. and all the transition team is saying we're going to release those statistics immediately and let the chips lie where they may.
Well, I think that's tremendous. I want to ask you a technical question because the term amygdalin sounds very similar to a brain part, the amygdala itself.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's been a
Is it
comment.
related? Is it related?
It's
Because
not. It's not
amygdala,
related. No,
it's not
it's
related
not
because
related.
amygdala is about memory mostly.
Yeah.
Semantic
No.
memory.
No. Some of the studies we have documentation of. It isn't related to amygdala at all. It just happens to be
A
amygdalin.
similar name. Okay.
Yeah, similar name. But some of the studies we have in black and white is that a famous dentist in the 70s and 80s, who was world renowned, said that cavities are directly caused by a deficiency of vitamin B17. Crazy. That why don't we know about that? Well, I could have all sorts of things why natural remedies such as ionic silver are great for against anti-cavity things, whereas fluoride actually kills some of the bacteria that causes cavities, but it kills the good bacteria too. Silver doesn't do that. B17 doesn't do that. B17, we have the studies that prove that it actually helps sickle cell anemia in documents, in presentations. in studies. We will take some of this money that we've been putting towards fake answers to cancer and put it into research about what B17 actually does for sickle cell anemia. And it's so cheap and reasonable. People can get it in 1,200 different foods, David. It's going to change our medical system in so many ways when we stop the pharmaceutical, the big medicine control over colleges. I will tell you this. One of our platforms is taking big pharma money away from medical schools. That if big pharma is funding an entire medical school, then they will lose their accreditation. I was approached by somebody on the RFK team that came to my office and told me he was in charge of looking for the first medical university that was 90% nutritional education, Dave, and 10% pharmaceutical, for lack of a better word, standard medicine, so that in 4 years, 5 years, we could see our first MD graduating with more than 19 hours of nutritional education. And that would be the doctor we go to in the future, offering us both an orthodox, quote unquote, answer to whatever we have and a natural, God-given answer. And there lies the other thing, part of our platform, and I want to spit this out so people hear it, is that insurances shouldn't just insure the expensive pharmaceutical-backed medicine. Insurances should pay for the most the treatment that the doctor thinks is the best for the patient. This natural treatment costing $25,000 should be assured just as equally as this orthodox or pharmaceutical-based treatment that's a $400,000 treatment or $500,000 or $800,000 treatment that is insured. This isn't insured. So many people have had to make the decision, Dave, after years of paying health insurance, to go with the orthodox treatment, even though the doctor might think this treatment is better for them. So that's got to change. And that's part of our platform as well that we're putting out there to the advisory committee. And the great thing is, most of the time when we're telling them the things that we need to have done, they're going, yep, that we're working on that. Yep, we're doing that. Yep. So nothing too much. I used to think I had original thought, Dave, but now with this new administration coming in, it's like, yeah, John, we got you. We got you.
I got an original thought, but I bet it's not original, but it is a thought. And it's this. We should be doing pre and post test patient testing, and doctors should be paid bonuses for good health improvement.
Excellent. That's how the system, although the system is still controlled by big pharma, Australia has that system. It's a results-based system. The doctors don't get paid unless they get their patients better.
Wow.
Beautiful idea. But here's the caveat that a lot of people don't know, is we know our government currently holds all the data from natural treatments, natural substances that have been tested, and they got it private and secret. Why? Because the medical establishment doesn't make any money off of cheap, God-given. If we should prove a study that if you just eat your wheatgrass shots, and I'm not saying something specific here, if you just drink wheatgrass shots, that you're less likely to have Alzheimer. If we've got the studies to prove that, they've kept it secret. I just made that up on the fly. There is other studies like that. Those need to be immediately released. And I've been told that's first on the step. The first weeks or the first month, they're going to be releasing these studies that prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that natural, God-given answers are better than the pharmaceutical answers. And here you go to the hospital. How about you go to the hospital? You go, well, if you drink your vitamin C, get out some sunshine, do a little exercise, get plenty of air, you can help your pneumonia. Or you can take these pharmaceutical drugs, and the studies have shown basically get better at the same rate, but this one you don't have any side effects. How about that? How about that information? If that's true, what I just said. Now, I haven't read a study that says that, but I've been told that these studies exist.
So let me ask you the $64 million question. If you were a TV ad, would you have to spend over half of the ad talking about the negative things that could happen to you when people take apricot seeds? And I'm saying that almost in jest, John. You know
Yeah.
that.
It's funny because people often ask that question. They ask that same question. Is there anything you can't take it with? I've said, well, is there anything you can't take vitamin C with? Is there anything you can't eat an orange with? Any disease you have, eating natural foods is better for you. I mean, they know that, right? Well, no, it used to be even 10, 20 years ago, Dave, people would get chemotherapy, and in the lobby, the doctors would say, eat as many donuts as you can because we want you to gain weight and get it back, not knowing that there's studies all over the place that say sugar is like throwing fire on the flame. So Yes, you're right. We would not have to, with apricot seeds, we might have to say two things. If you have already taking blood pressure medicine to lower yourself, amygdalin naturally lowers blood pressure naturally. So you don't want to, if you're already taking blood pressure lowers, you want to start slow. And I've seen some people on social media put a blood pressure level on there and actually eat apricot seeds and watch it go down. It's pretty interesting. So that would be one thing I would tell people. The other thing I tell people all the time is if you're eating the natural seeds and you're taking the pure laetrile, eat them about 3 hours apart because there is some beta glucosidases in the seeds that if you take the laetrile with it, you will get a seriously upset stomach because it breaks it down early. Doesn't mean you're cyanide poisoning yourself because I've had people do it, go to the hospital, they were really sick to their stomach, and they checked their blood every hour and never had any increased cyanide. It just doesn't happen, Dave. It's a fallacy. But you will get a seriously upset stomach. So that's the two side effects that we tell people because in nature, you don't really have pure laetrile. And I believe that if everybody realizes what they have to do with the apricot seeds and get it in the natural way, we don't need to worry about pure in the future because just like we don't have to worry about scurvy. Scurvy is only found in history books. There's nobody dying of scurvy. Like people have symptoms that start to happen that their
No.
teeth are hurting and they'll have symptoms and the doctors say, you need to increase your vitamin C. It's real simple. Just take more vitamin C, you know, and or eat more oranges, eat more citrus. Doctors will tell people that, especially nutritionists. So same
No,
thing with
I
laetrile.
hear exactly what you're saying. The next thing mainstream media will do to defend big pharma is say if you eat apricot seeds and get any of that cyanide, you're going to die like Adolf Hitler did. I mean, I can see them doing something that silly.
Well, they do. There's actually a video, Dave, I talk about it. There's a video on YouTube that talks about the quackery of apricot seeds and laetrile. And it goes to describe it for 5 minutes. I tell people all the time, go watch it. The best part is, Dave, if you read the comments, the 1,600 comments, you can't find a negative one. They all are telling them they're full of it, and these doctors don't know what they're talking about. My grandma's been eating for years. It's amazing. But you can't put a positive video on YouTube. They deleted World Without Cancer. They deleted a second opinion about Sloan Kettering.
That's
They delete the
crazy.
positive videos. But if you put the negative ones up, the comments are hilariously positive towards people that are out there eating it. And they're going to find a way to start deleting those comments because I talk about that for people to do it regularly. And I'm waiting for the day where you go and the comments are turned off. So large staff has downloaded them, but they've been growing in leaps and bounds, and people put positive comments regularly. But it's a situation we live in, and for such a time as this, God has empowered us to tell this story because people are open to it, Dave, because of what
Well,
happened with the whole COVID thing.
because of people like you and getting Donald Trump elected, Codex Alimentarius is not going to be with us at least for a while. And that's the takeover of all natural health care and the elimination of it. John, we just got about a minute left. Can you tell people how they can find out more about how they can go about treating themselves naturally?
Yeah, just go to rncstore.com. Use the forward slash Dave, or you can do it at a checkout. But there's all sorts of information. We have frequently asked questions. We have videos you can watch. It's all free.
Tremendous.
You can watch these documentaries that are on there. We're constantly adding new information because remember, we're not doctors. We're not health prep professionals. So if people say, "How do I treat this or that?" We say, go to this book and read what this doctor said, or we help now find people, practitioners that are out there using it as an adjunctive therapy. So even for doctors, we're a resource. We have a practitioner section. We have an affiliate section. We have all sorts of sections on the website that's free to the public by using the discount code Dave. And that's how, so we can track what our results are. And this is how we start the new economy. So I tell people all the time, go to rncstore.com/Dave and just peruse the website and learn about it and open your mind to it. Because once you change your brain, they can never take that away from you. Even if they
Yes,
outlaw what
no.
I'm doing or lie about it, they can't take the information away from you.
Couldn't agree with you more, John. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for what you do. And when you talk to Charlie Kirk, I also tell him much admiration from the Common Sense Show and much admiration for you and what you are doing. And let's get that world without cancer. Thanks, John.
God bless, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.